Mountain of the Delphi. It is the year 3885. Two astronauts, Pete Burke and Alan Verdon, traveling through a time warp in space, find themselves stranded on a strange and hostile planet, where apes are the hunters and humans the hunted.
Over here, Pete, quick!
Phew, that was close. Where's Galen?
Right behind you. I'm no more anxious to be caught by General Urko's guerrillas than you are. If there's anything he hates more than a human, it's an ape who is friendly to humans.
Hey, listen.
They're going away. I don't get it.
I don't either. They had us trapped.
With them in front and this mountain at our backs, we didn't have a chance.
What do you think, Galen?
Why did they leave?
I'm not sure. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we have entered one of the forbidden zones.
Forbidden zones?
Out of a mixture of fear and superstition, our Minister of Science has designated certain areas of the country off-limits to all apes.
Well, that's kind of strange, because your Dr. Zaius doesn't strike me as being the kind to fall for a lot of superstitious bunk.
Quite right. His major concern is to keep apes from learning that there may have been human civilizations in ancient times equal or perhaps even superior to our own, thus upsetting the theory that apes evolved from a lower species of primates, the humans.
How come you don't go along with him?
I've seen evidence in archaeological research that such civilizations did indeed exist. Because I have tried to make that fact known, I have been denounced as a heretic, and now I'm a fugitive along with you.
Lucky thing for us, too. We wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for you.
Hey, this sure is a forbidding-looking place. That mountain rising up out of nowhere, casting its shadow over the valley below. Where are we, Galen?
I can only guess, but I'd say that...
What's that noise? Sounds like...
Look out! Those boulders! Coming right down at us! Let's get out of here! Wow! An avalanche! As if we hadn't gotten enough trouble dodging General Urko and his gorillas.
That was no avalanche.
What do you mean?
Look up there.
Men! Cavemen! Right out of the Stone Age!
Well, I'll be...
Yes, yes, just what I thought. But I never thought I'd have the good luck to see living specimens.
What are you talking about?
Those humans. They could be the missing link between civilized apes and primeval humans. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant no offense.
Okay, okay. So what else do you know about them?
They are called the Delphi. And this is the very mysterious Mountain of the Delphi.
Mountain of the Delphi?
This mountain is an object of both fear and reverence to them. It is said they are drawn to it as though by a magnet, by a subconscious memory of something out of their dim past.
Sure is strange looking. Probably of volcanic origin, or the result of some other cataclysmic restructuring of the Earth's surface.
Dwelling in caves in and around the base, they never stray far from it. Legend speaks of a metallic object at the top, which they worship as a god, but dare not approach.
Hey, look, there's one of those caves up there where the boulders came from.
And there's another, right there behind the brush. And... Uh-oh.
Suddenly, Alan, Pete, and Galen find themselves surrounded by a group of primitive humans, staring at them, silent, impassive.
Hello. I'm Pete Burke, and these are my friends, Alan Verdon and Galen.
You don't seem to be getting through. Let me try. We are friends. Friends.
No luck.
Perhaps it is my presence that disturbs them, since in their eyes, I am a member of the ape ruling class. As a scientist, I can assure you that I consider humans as equals of apes, and I wish to be a friend to all humans.
Look at their expression. Unchanged. Completely emotionless. They don't seem to understand a word we've said.
On the contrary, I have understood every word that has been said.
Well, thank heaven, one of you can speak.
I am Tamarain, guardian of the Delphi. Why have you come here?
We seek refuge from the gorillas, nothing more.
The mountain has been our refuge for uncounted generations. But we endanger our security and our future if we give aid to escaped slaves.
We're not slaves. We are astronauts.
Astronauts?
We came from another planet. Another world out there in space called Earth.
Earth? Did you say Earth?
Yes, the planet Earth.
At last, the prophecy of the Delphi has come true.
What prophecy?
It is written that the survival of civilization is in the hands of men of Earth, and that one day they will descend from the skies to lead us to the land of promise where all living things dwell together in unending peace and harmony.
Amazing how that concept in one form or another appears in the tradition of so many and varied civilizations.
Even among the apes?
Even among the apes. Though in our book of life, it is an ape who will lead the way.
Come, we must hurry. If the gorillas know of your origin, you are in greater danger than I thought.
Hey, hold it. You're taking us up toward the spot where those boulders came down. How do we know it won't happen again?
Braylock has been warned.
Who is Braylock?
He is in charge of defense of the mountain. Young and impetuous and naturally suspicious of strangers. But you are safe. Just follow me.
Where to?
Up to the great hall of the mountain, where my people gather in time of danger.
Then you believe the gorillas will overcome their fear of the Forbidden Zone and come back?
Yes, they will return. Your encounter was with a small scouting party. This time they will come with a large force, perhaps led by General Urko himself. Our only safety is in the mountain.
Tamerlane was right. At that moment, General Urko was meeting with his captains and Dr. Zaius.
You have heard the report of my scouts, Dr. Zaius. Burke and Verdon and the renegade Galen have taken refuge in or near the mountain of the Delphi. They must be captured at all costs, and the Delphi destroyed as a warning to the rest of the humans.
For once, General, I am in complete agreement with you. As long as they were isolated, we could tolerate the Delphi existence. Now that this isolation has been broken, the contagion of that place could spread throughout the land and destroy us all.
The gorillas under my command are as brave as any, General Urko, but their fear of that mountain is great.
General Urko, I will follow you to the death, but I cannot guarantee that my troops...
Superstitious fool! I will lead the attack myself. We move out now! Follow me!
In the meantime, Tamerlane and the three fugitives approached the cave entrance leading to the Great Hall.
Wow! 200 feet of sheer cliff behind us, straight down!
Yeah, and only one narrow footpath leading up here. With enough food and guns, this place could be held indefinitely.
Come, we have no time to lose.
Entering the cave, single file, they walked through a long, twisting tunnel. Rounding one last corner, they stop suddenly and gaze in amazement at the sight before them.
It's like a cathedral.
No wonder they call it the Great Hall.
And look there, relics of an ancient civilization. A veritable treasure house of archaeological significance.
Look here, Pete. Steel rails and some cobblestone.
And that thing sticking up like a stalagmite. It's a steeple, the top of an old church.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Way ahead of you. This mountain stands where once a great city stood.
And the Delphi, this handful of primitive humans, must be the descendants of the people of that city.
Clinging to the mountain like a security blanket.
Look, Tamerlane's getting up on that pulpit. He's going to speak.
Hear me, my people. This day have come among us three strangers, as foretold in the Book of Wonders.
Amen.
This day is for us a day of glory, a day of deliverance.
Amen.
The people, they're not mutes. They're answering Tamerlane like a congregation in a church.
As it is written in the ancient scrolls of the Delphi, When in the course of human events,
it
becomes necessary.
It becomes necessary.
Good Lord.
Necessary.
Those words.
It becomes necessary.
Yeah, I know.
Tamerlane, the gorillas are coming. A whole army led by General Urko.
Prepare all defenses. Braylock, where is Braylock?
Suddenly, a secret stone door swings open, and Braylock enters the Great Hall.
There is only one defense, Tamerlane. Turn the strangers over to General Urko.
What are you saying? Betray our friends? Never!
He has given me his word that he will leave us in peace.
You have spoken to him?
Why, you played at being a soldier. I acted. He waits at the foot of the mountain for your decision.
You fool! General Urko will not keep his word. There is his answer. He followed you to the secret entrance.
You refuse?
I refuse.
Then I am taking command. You are through, Tamerlane.
Turning to the open door behind him, Braylock shouts to the gorillas waiting below.
Guards, up here! The fugitives are up here!
Tamerlane, in a fury, seizes an ancient pistol, fires a single shot, and Braylock falls dead in his tracks. Then, turning to the fugitive, Tamerlane shouts,
"Come quick! Through here!"
Leading them through a secret door behind the pulpit, he points to a stairway carved out of stone.
"Follow those stairs to the top of the mountain. Go down the other side and you will find safety in the forest beyond."
"Aren't you coming with us?"
"It is forbidden for any Delphi to approach the top of the mountain, home of Itrabil."
"Itrabil?"
"God of the mountain, protector of the Delphi. My trust is in him. It is written that in the time of our greatest danger, Itrabil will speak, and our enemies will be destroyed. Go, now!"
Emerging into the light at the top of the mountain, the three friends peer cautiously over the edge. Far below, Urko, flushed with a sense of victory, shouts to his officers,
"Destroy the Delphi to the last man, woman, and child! But I want those fugitives alive!"
"Nice guy!"
"Pete, Alan, look!"
"What is it?"
"Over here, that metal gleaming in the sun. It must be..."
"Uh-oh, they've spotted us. Let's get out of here."
"Down the other side."
"Wait a minute, Alan, look at this!"
"It's a huge, ancient bell."
"I'd estimate its weight at about 2,000 pounds with a rim diameter of about 12 feet.
Some kind of inscription around the rim. Can't quite make it out. Looks like..."
"What's that?"
"The mountain is shaking. All that gunfire."
"Yeah, must have set off an earthquake or something. If we don't move fast..."
"Pete, I've got it. It says..."
"For heaven's sakes, Alan!"
"Listen. Proclaim liberty. Pete, you get it? The god of the mountain, Itrabil, it's..."
"Galen, Alan, quick! Down here!"
With the mountain crumbling away almost beneath their feet, they race down the side, reaching the safety of the forest just as the proud home of the Delphi, with a final convulsive roar, dissolves into a massive heap of rubble, buried beneath a towering cloud of dust.
"Good Lord!
Are you sure we didn't just dream there was a mountain there a few minutes ago?"
"If it was a dream, then it was one dream that will never die."
You speak in riddles. All I know is that the ruins of an ancient city, the richest archaeological treasures I've ever seen, may be lost for all time."
"And all I know is that a great man and his people died there today, never knowing that the voice of their god of the mountain, silent for over 2,000 years, was in fact the voice of the Liberty Bell of ancient Philadelphia."